Track 20, page 47.
Good morning, everyone. To start off our show, we have Gregory Roberts with us today. He is here to talk to us about consumer rights. Gregory, going shopping today is not easy. Consumers aren't always sure about their rights.
You're right. There are certain doubts consumers have when doing their daily shopping.
Can you give us an example?
Well, buying an electrical item can be very expensive. We always worry about it breaking down. We believe that the item we buy is only covered for 1 year. Salespeople often try to sell us extended warranties, when it is often not necessary.
So you're telling us that we don't have to buy extra coverage?
That's right. 40 to 75% of electronic equipment already includes an extended warranty.
Are there any reasons we should consider buying an extended warranty?
There are instances when it might be a good idea to buy one. Items with new technology, like televisions or computers, can sometimes break down in the first 3 years. Also, automobiles using new technology are liable to have problems. But first, before accepting an extended warranty, you must make sure you understand it. The contracts are often filled with conditions and exceptions, so you must read them carefully before you sign.
What happens when we want to return things? Can the store refuse to refund our money?
Each store has its own policy on returns and exchanges. Stores want us to be satisfied with our purchase, but we must remember that restrictions apply. It depends what we buy. Small articles like clothing have a maximum of 15 days for a refund. For large items, it's usually around 30 days. Of course, there are some exceptions.
One time, I wanted to return a shirt and realized that I threw the bill in the garbage. I was lucky that the item wasn't reduced.
That's right. You were very lucky. If you paid $50 and it was on special for $29.99 the day you returned it, you would not get the price you paid, but the discount price.
So, remember, folks, always keep your bills. Another concern consumers have is their rights when they arrive at the cash register and find they are charged more for an item than the price that was advertised.
In most stores, if they scan a product at the wrong price, the consumer can get $10 off the price. If the product is under $10, then it's free. The problem is that some stores don't always inform their employees, and this can cause problems at the checkout counter.
What about gift cards? We often receive them and are never certain if there's an expiry date.
To protect the consumer, many provinces have passed a law banning expiry dates and extra fees on gift cards. There shouldn't be an expiry date, except if there is a specific promotion which has an expiry date, as in the case of a spa treatment or hairstylist.
That's great to know. Our time's up for today. We'd like to thank Gregory Roberts for being on our show and answering some of our viewers' questions.